Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
You can go first. You can have this, Varaz.
A very good afternoon from the sports desk. We start with all things cricket at that. So rain could not prevent MI Cape Town from clinching a 4-wicket Duckworth Lewis method victory over the Joburg Super Kings at Newlands yesterday. Now the hosts reached their revised target of 128 to claim a much needed first victory of the competition, with the equation requiring 39 of just 19 balls. Jason Smith injected the momentum needed with 22 of just 7 balls before Karim Jannat closed out the victory with 4 balls remaining. This is what Jason Smith had to say.
Obviously, there was a bit of pressure coming into this game. We knew it was a must-win for us. Yeah, I feel like we just needed a win to start some sort of momentum for us to get us going. I think coming into the tournament, I think I was under a bit of pressure, and I think that's only natural. I'm the type of person that's just trying to enjoy my cricket at the moment, and noise will be noise, and it's what anyone makes of it. Yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy it, and I'm glad we got over the line.
Meanwhile, in Sydney, Jacob Bethell plundered a chanceless maiden test century as England reeled in Australia, then built a 119-run lead in the fifth and final Ashes test. But stumps on day four at the SCG, the tourists were on 302 for 8, with Bethell on 142 not out.
Yeah, it was obviously special to get the milestone. But yeah, I said yesterday that it was a new ball wicket and that those first 20, 30 balls are going to be the hardest. So kind of figured that once I got past that point, I had to work really hard for it.
In the AFCON, Adil Bolbina and Amad Diallo stole the show as Algeria and Ivory Coast scored in their last 16 victories. A stunning strike from the substitute with 1 minute of extra time remaining gave Algeria a 1-0 victory over the DRC, while Diallo scored the opening goal and created the second as defending champions Ivory Coast overcame their West African neighbors Burkina Faso 3-0. Plenty more updates to come. I'll be back just after 5:30. Waraslangeni with your Jacka Newswatch Sport.
From Angeni to Fushia.
I love it.
See what I did there. The Department of Basic Education has confirmed that the 2026 National Senior Certificates results will be shared with accredited newspapers for publication. The results will be released on the 13th of January, and it will be published in a coded format showing only exam numbers and results without names, surnames, or ID numbers. Then we head to the Middle East. Syria's army began